Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, is it true that women think that we see them when they have a septum ring like the girl on the left, versus the barnyard Betty on the right? All I see is a piercing fad that's going to go away in the future. In the 1990s, women had piercings on the side of their nose, as well as tongue piercings and belly button piercings, which were also pretty popular, as well as the ones in their eyebrows. I see women doing this as a desperate cry for attention. Notice that it's mostly the fat and ugly women dyeing their hair fuchsia and getting those piercings. They're desperate for attention. Moving on, Pengistani says that marrying a virgin woman must be the same excitement that you get when you're buying a brand new car instead of a secondhand one. Not exactly. They still come with emotional damage standard, so it's still not worth it. When they're virgins, you just know they're not diseased and you can actually bond with them emotionally. Also, the problem with the brand new car is you might actually get a lemon or a bad year model or possibly a poor design, and you won't know until it's too late. Also, good luck finding a virgin to marry these days. It's no longer the 1950s. Number three, this guy in Turkey wanted to quit smoking but didn't have the willpower to do so. So he locked his head in a cage and gave the key to his wife, and she only opened it up during mealtime. Maybe this is how we get women to stay virgins. We get them to put chastity belts on and only give the key to their fathers. Or maybe after they get married, chastity belt keys should be given to their husbands to make sure they don't cheat on them. As for this guy, if he can actually put a straw through it, then he can also put a cigarette through it. Think about it. Up next, Bobby says that having unsupervised access to the internet since the age of 11 has done irreversible damage to his brain. I wonder what kind of wonderful fapping material he was watching since then. I had a satellite dish with the Playboy channel, as well as lewd JPEGs from BBSs and European fashion magazines. All that allowed me to control my manly urges as I got older. The so-called damage it caused reduced women's ability to manipulate me through their sexuality, so it was a win-win. Number five, this might be the only time where it's acceptable to be a stepdad, when you get together with the woman that you were originally the stepfather to. I said it might be because this woman has way too many red flags like tattoos, weirdly colored hair, and not to mention getting together with her stepdad in the first place. Tell me you have daddy issues without telling me. Moving on, if you want to know who is running Kamala Harris's presidential campaign and social media accounts, then here you go. Gee, I wonder why she lost. Well, at least they aren't fat or have fuchsia hair. My grandma had more testosterone in her blood than this entire group combined. You can almost smell the gender studies degrees on them. You could fit all their wisdom and real-world experience into a thimble. Number 7, detectives have arrested 21 individuals at 12 different Asian massage parlors on prostitution-related charges. I can't imagine what man would sleep with any of these, let alone pay for it. I know they were probably getting rub-and-tugs, which is a semi-happy ending, but isn't that par for the course? Maybe for some men, they'll enter any port during a storm. With the new 4B movement in America, maybe these kinds of women will see more business. Up next, this woman says her husband offered to get a vasectomy because of the uncertainty of her reproductive rights. What a simp if he went through with it. On the bright side, if he does get it, then she can't cheat and have Chad's kids without impunity. I doubt that guy even has any swimmers, as he looks like a bald woman in a suit. And he looks like the type of man that the cuck chair was made for. Number 9, they say that marrying the wrong person can be poisonous. But I say that all marriages and relationships are just that. It's like marrying a fully grown woman with the attitude of a 5-year-old. Marriage can be absolute slavery for a man, and no one wants to talk about it because if they do, it might hurt some woman's fifis. Moving on, here's what racism looks like in the 1950s versus today. And funny enough, they were members of the same political party. But this is an equivalent because at least the KKK was honest about being racist. What's next for The View? Are they getting Don Lemon on there to bash Trump? The old Democrats believed that blacks were the problem and that they were the solution. The new Democrats believe that whites are the problem and that they're the solution. Number 11, which way modern women? One made her life her career while the other one made her children hers. Wait until the woman on the right realizes that men can reproduce without a wife using surrogacy. And then many men realize that in most cases they'd actually prefer to reproduce without a wife. Of course, we know the woman on the right has a 50-50 chance of taking the cash and prizes and screwing the family anyway. Up next, here's the McDonald's of the future from the film The Fifth Element. Back when films about the future were hopeful and fun. Just don't forget your multipass. Less than 30 years after this came out, if you put a woman in that costume, you'd be accused of sexist beauty standards and racism because she's just too damn white. Not to mention she's a redhead, which means that she would have been black in the Disney remake. Number 13, Piers Morgan, says that wokeism and identity politics are dead. We better be careful because they aren't dead. I think it's something far worse. It's like a wounded animal with nothing left to lose. When we start seeing mass deportations of illegals and the border wall preventing more from coming in, as well as mass layoffs and DEI government employees, then you can say that things are finally happening. Moving on, this dwarf was handed crayons and a coloring book as this couple sat down for a romantic dinner, because they thought he was a child. I would have been pissed off, but I wouldn't have said anything, and made sure that I only got charged for the kids' meal. Also, bro here is with a woman that has boobs that are half his size. I'm sure he'll be all right. If I was him, I'd start coloring and gloating that I looked younger than everybody else. Number 15, why is it that women that are fans of The Handmaid's Tale are mostly morbidly obese? The triple extra large size is sold out on a website. Why do you think the women that haven't been touched by a good man their entire lives fantasize that the richest and most powerful men of high status are going to use their body to procreate? That's women's secret. For them, a man with super high social status usually equals instant attraction. And this woman is probably fertile too. Just barely. Up next, Ella Emhoff loses her mind over her stepmom Kamala losing the presidential race. But to me, it looks like the female version of Harry Potter here lost her mind a long time before this. Maybe she'll change her gender and finally get her own wand. Also, let's not forget that the media told you that she was hot too. Just so that everyone knows, here are the top three demographics that voted against Trump. Black and Jewish women, as well as alphabet people. Number 17, looks and appearance are very important to women. Why can't men understand this? They would rather date an attractive felon like this than an unattractive man that keeps his nose clean. Bro here got hooked up with a billionaire's daughter after his jail time, and even got a modeling career. But if you're an unattractive man with a criminal record, you won't even qualify for a job at McDonald's. What about equality for ex-cons? Moving on, we have yet more liberal women shaving their heads to protest Trump's win. Good. Because now I no longer have to look at all that purple hair. It's all finally gone. All this because they believe the Trumpster is going to take away their right to end their offspring, that they probably will never have. Here's a list of things that happened only 2 days after Trump's election. The stock market and Bitcoin hit record highs. Illegal caravans dissolve along the border, and it looks like the Ukraine war might be coming to an end soon. Number 19, Lena Dunham says that white men can know what it's like being under attack. I guess she's never heard of the military before, or read any history that 95% of all casualties of war are white men. This woman appears to be as dumb as a box of rocks. Either that or she knows all about men's pain and is just gaslighting us. Up next, it's a great thing that the 4B movement among liberal women in America is taking off. It means fewer liberal children, fewer ugly children, and fewer abortions. Most of them are going to die alone anyway. They think that taking sex away from men is going to hurt us. It's almost as if they understood that it's the only one thing they have to offer. In another generation, they'll be outnumbered by conservative populations, and the woke-tards will be departing from the gene pool. Number 21, this FEMA supervisor ordered her staff to avoid helping houses with Trump supporter flags on them during the election, after the hurricane hit in the South. She was relieved of duty, but that probably means she wasn't fired. She was probably just sent back to work in another department. This is what happens when you have DEI hires, and just imagine how rampant things like this will be one day when whites make up the minority of people in America. Stuff like this happens in South Africa, and now it's coming to America too. Moving on, this guy wonders why so many women ask him how many girls he slept with, usually after sex. Looks like somebody has a skill issue. I'm glad I've never been asked that before. The proper response if a woman asks you a question like that is to tell a joke confidently. If she asks you how many women you slept with, tell her only two. You're the second one today. And then listen to her laugh. Then again, he could also be amazing in bed for all I know. Number 21, here's the difference between the white population in 1940 versus 2010. Where did they all go? It's the 1965 Naturalization Act. Up to that point, the U.S. government limited the people immigrating into the country to mostly European stock. Not to mention that the boomers didn't have kids at replacement levels. But this last election shows us that Hispanics identify as white after only one generation. So America's gonna be alright. Up next is Miami woman's mugshot goes viral after a robbery arrest. But what did she do? Rob a beard store. Then again, maybe it's natural because of the higher levels of testosterone that black women have. Definitely looks like a hormone imbalance problem to me. Maybe she just needs Gillette. It's the best a ma'am, M-A-A-M, can get. How did they confirm her gender? Did they just assume or did they actually feel around for it? Number 25 and the last one, here are Hillary and Slick Willie and Ben together. She's wondering if he's thinking about other women. And he's wondering why they haven't arrested her yet. I'm thinking this is unbelievable because there's no way they're sleeping in the same bed anymore. I also wonder what exactly he told to Monica Lewinsky that she's still alive. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.